We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicky Pepper. A recent survey conducted on behalf of the World Economic Forum says a third of Americans would not get a coronavirus vaccine if one became available. Worldwide, 74% of people say they would be willing to get a vaccine, while only 66% of Americans say they would. Joining me today is Dean L. Finelli, PhD and an expert on pharmaceutical and chemical-related technologies. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Finelli.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What are some of your takeaways about this poll, and why so many Americans won't get a COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, this poll's been fluctuating. It was at around 55% in May, then it dipped down to around 40% in June. Now you're hearing one-third won't get it, which puts us at about 67% or so that would get it. So I think, you know, this sort of follows the news cycle going up and down, but it seems that based on this poll, most people are most concerned about safety. And, you know, when you think about vaccine development, you're typically talking about a 10 to 15 year window. Here, we're doing it in the span of roughly 10 months or so. So it's understandable that people will be concerned about safety. And the FDA has come out and said they won't approve a drug unless it's safe, of course, and it works. So although these trials are being sped up, safety is of utmost importance.
In order for the COVID-19 vaccine to be truly effective, do most Americans need to get it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And typically, you've probably heard about this term herd immunity, where you need to vaccinate people or have natural immunity through people coming in contact with the virus and recovering and having this immunity in them already. Experts believe it's about 60 to 70% of the population needs to be have immunity through vaccination or natural immunity in order to get to this level of herd immunity. So that would put us at about 200 or so million Americans that would need to be vaccinated. So it is crucial that we have a high number of people that do get vaccinated because, again, the FDA in June put out guidance that said they're looking for a 50% efficacy, which, you know, means exactly what it sounds. Every other person, it may not work. So, or it may not work to the level where, you know, you have this long-term memory response to prevent infection. So we do need as many people as possible to get vaccinated in order to get to this herd immunity level and eventually to get back to the so-called normal where we don't have to wear masks and do the whole social distancing.
I think we're all looking forward to that.
I agree.
How would you compare the development process of this COVID-19 vaccine to others?
Yeah, so unprecedented is the word that I use. I mean, it's just, when you talk about most drug development or vaccine, typically you don't see this number of companies going all in to develop vaccine candidates or drug candidates in that manner. Typically it's more of a, you know, you'll have a handful of companies going after a target. Here, you know, because we're in this unprecedented pandemic situation, there's about 200 or so vaccine candidates that are being tested. About, I'd say, two or three dozen are in the clinic, which means they're being tested in humans. This is really unprecedented, not only in terms of how quickly this is being done, but also in terms of just the sheer number of scientists and pharma and biotech companies that are going after and trying to achieve a vaccine to, you know, to get us back to normalcy.
Do you have any idea when that vaccine might become available?
We're hearing from some of the CEOs. We've heard from Pfizer CEO saying they could have enough data by the end of October. I mean, realistically, I could imagine that there would be some emergency use authorization, which is a pre-approval authorization by the FDA to administer a candidate. And the process there is basically the benefits outweigh the risks. So So I could see emergency use at some time, you know, in the October, November, December timeframe for high-risk people. But for the general public, realistically, we're talking early 2021 where we could start at the earliest. And more realistic, we're probably talking about Q2 of 2021 because you think, you know, we have to roll this out. Two of the three most advanced candidates, the ones from Pfizer and Moderna, they have to be kept at very low temperatures. So it's not only a matter of just keep rolling this out and delivering this to pharmacies, but it's also keeping this cool so that the vaccines remain intact and don't degrade.
I think we're all looking forward to getting back to normal. I've been speaking today with Dean Finelli, PhD, and an expert on pharmaceutical and chemical-related technologies. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today, Dr. Finelli.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.